Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Jeremy Scott. Christians in Nigeria suffer yet another strike from Fulani militants. They need your prayers. Then, the next step towards more effective child protection policies is to empower kids to be the reporters. But first, Fulani militants recently killed 18 Christians in a late-night assault in central Nigeria. Greg Musselman with the Voice of the Martyrs Canada says the persecution so prevalent in northern Nigeria is creeping south.
We've talked a lot about all the attacks in these Christian villages in the north, but it's also happening a lot in even the middle belt and further into the south.
There's nothing standing in the persecutors' way.
These attacks are spreading across the country. The violence is getting out of control. The government doesn't seem to help protect it. In this most recent case in Benue State, by the time the military and soldiers arrived, 18 people had already been killed.
And they have much to gain by targeting religious minorities.
It's not only the Islamic part in converting Christians to Islam, but also intimidation and grabbing their land.
The situation may seem unchangeable, but you can help these persecuted Christians. VOM Canada supports an extensive range of projects and partners in Nigeria, providing everything from medical aid and job training to biblical trauma counseling. Connect with us online to get involved. Most importantly, pray.
These are real people in real time. You know, many Christians, you know, have seen their pastors killed. The intimidation goes on. We can't lose that passion to be praying for them.
Next, many residents are reportedly leaving Lebanon's capital in droves, and hospitals are preparing for emergency cases. Lebanon remains on a knife's edge following last week's Israeli killing of a Hezbollah commander in a Beirut suburb. Heart for Lebanon's Tom Adama says the tension is tangible and questions abound.
When's this going to end? What are we fighting about? What's the issue here? These are all Jesus questions, and these give us an opportunity to answer those questions from a biblical perspective.
Airlines are canceling flights to Israel and Lebanon and avoiding Iranian airspace as concerns grow of a regional war. Heart for Lebanon's team sees gospel opportunities amid widespread fear.
This is our Esther moment. This is our time for Christians to stand up and be counted in the Middle East because there's people groups now that are wide open to the gospel.
Believers are committed to reaching hundreds of kids with the hope and peace of Christ.
In September, when our Summer of Hope focus is over, we will take a number of these students and put them into our Hope educational program. We are full, 275 students. But our team found a walk-in closet that they could turn into a classroom that could hold another 20 students.
Can you help? We'll connect you in the full report online.
In the South alone, there's 20,000 students that will not probably go to school this fall. We've got to reach as many kids as we can.
Then, child protection is a topic that churches, ministries, and organizations need to press into with humility and innovation. Teach Beyond's president, David Durant, shares their next step.
It's not just enough now to just have the adults in the room know what's going on. It is actually critical that the children actually understand how to report things, what things should look like, what is appropriate or inappropriate.
Teach Beyond serves as the hands and feet of Christ by providing transformational education services. In 2023, they served kids in more than 75 countries, so their safeguarding policies have a massive reach in our changing world.
So much of the challenges that our kids face today is often one that involves the internet, which is something that may or may not actually happen in the classroom. And often through what happens with other kids that are their colleagues or peers within the school.
Durant reminds us that protecting kids is at the heart of being like Christ.
We want more people in our organization helping us think about this and helping us really deliver a really high quality program around the world that safeguards the most marginalized that God's given us. I would just really encourage everyone to ask and say, you know, what does our child protection or our safeguarding policy look like in my church? And are we informing our kids about how to tell us if there's a problem?
If you are passionate about safeguarding kids, connect with Teach Beyond at missionnews.org. Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people like you. Join us here on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.